Okay, well, the article is not simple. And I will read it again with some additions. So maybe there will be more connection to it. To be clear, I don't think it will become clear, but for us to have a little bit of connection to it. Actually, what does he say? He says the following, that where we are now, even now, we're in the upper light. However, it is so concealed from us that we feel ourselves in opposite forms from it. We don't feel even that we are opposite to the upper light, to the Creator. And then it turns out that here he explains to us the stages. How can we emerge from the degree of disconnection from the upper light, from the Creator, and to start to come closer to Him, feel Him? And as we come closer, like what do we come closer and how do we build the vessels and how these vessels, instead of feeling the darkness, which is also a degree because we don't even feel the darkness, and if we do feel it, then we run away from the darkness. So how do we gradually reach the degrees from which we later enter the degrees of the attainment of the Creator, which is none of Asiya and of Asiya and of Bria and of Atzilut? And this is how we reach the awareness, the feeling, the understanding, the revelation of the true reality in which we exist. However, that reality, we don't feel it. How do we start to feel the same thing? So, Shamati 68, man's connection to the Sefirot. Prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon, his guf, body, was from Bina of Malchut of Asiya. And he had Naran from Bria and Naran from Atzilut. What does that mean? That this is the state of Adam HaRishon, the system of Adam HaRishon, one soul that has not yet broken apart through the sin into many souls, 600,000 souls. Sorry. And then his body was one, and the light in his body was one. So his goof, his body was from Bina of Malchut of Asiya. So nevertheless, it is from Bina, from the quality of bestowal. It's a will to receive, which is on the degree of bestowal. And accordingly, that will to receive was adapted to the upper light, which is called Naran, Nefesh Ruach Neshama. From the world of Bria, and Naran from Atzilut. This was before the sin, before he broke into pieces, when the will to receive was revealed in him more, and all his parts couldn't hold together, and they broke apart. After the sin, his goof, his body fell, the vessel fell into the discernment of the serpent's skin. This is what it is called, which is the shell of phase 4, called the dust of this world. This is what it is called. That is, the worst possible state of the will to receive. Clothed within it is the inner body, another desire, but a bit more refined, of the shell of Noga, and which is the shell of Noga, according to its character, is half good and half bad. Meaning there is also a little bit of bestowal and a little bit of reception. And all the good deeds that he does, this structure called Adam HaRishon, are only with his goof of Noga. That's how the good deeds are done, with the good half. Through engaging in Torah and mitzvot, meaning that he wants to connect all of these parts together in spite of the ego that has been revealed. He wants to connect them together. He makes efforts. He asks for help. The light shines. And then these parts once again become one body. He brings his goof, this body that was broken to pieces, to be back to being all good, to the extent that the parts come together, come closer, and the body of the serpent's skin departs from him, meaning all of the klipot, the shells, all of the intentions in order to receive. And then he is rewarded, Na'an of Kedusha, according to his actions. So then the upper light, according to his intentions, starts to fill him, that vessel, those desires that are able to connect between them. And this is how he begins to get to know the Creator, by beginning to assemble his parts together. This is what the Creator says, "You have made me." And by that, we get to know the upper light that fills and connects the broken vessels. Here. Here, it's about how from above downward the shattering occurred. The light that was inside Adam HaRishon departed from him, and separated parts remained, and those parts begin, let's say, to connect. And then to the extent that they do connect, then they begin to feel, well, first of all, they also connect through the reforming light. And when they settle between them, when they connect between them, that same light that departed from them during the shattering comes back and fills them gradually. This is why those corrections, as they correct themselves and connect themselves in the light that fills them, that corrects them, in order for them to connect, and later on the light that fills them, after they have become connected, these are all degrees, states that become established one after the other.
А что это за части, которые соединяются? Вот вы сейчас сказали.
What are those parts that connect, as you said?
These are the parts of Adam HaRishon, the broken desires that were together as one desire. This is how the Creator created it, a single desire, a single vessel. And that vessel suddenly started to feel in its inner development that it has inside of it many parts. And those parts have lost the connection between them, their mutuality, because the will to receive within them grew, and each and every part started to feel itself as more than the others, and by that they have become separated, and the light that filled them as a single system departed. And then all of these parts have become separated. It is called Adam HaRishon after the shattering. Beginning to read. The next part, it's called Men's Naran connection to the Sefirot, or the connection of Menz Naran to the Sefirot. This is the next segment. It's easier to divide the article in this way. The essence of Menz Naran is from the face of Malchut, of the three Sefirot, Bina and Zon, Bina, Zeran, Bin, and Malchut, wherever they are. They have in them, in Malchut, Zeran, Pin, and Bina, they have the lights of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Those lights, a person can receive them. So, what does he say? The essence of Menz and Naran is from the phase of Malchut, of the three Sefirot, Bina, and Zon, in each of the worlds from Abiya. That is, we have Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. In each world, we have five Sefirot, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. Keter and Chochma, this is the upper light that is everywhere. And Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, those are already belong to the created beings. That's also what we learn from the four phases of direct light, that Keter is the thought, Chochma is the upper light, and the response, the first response for the upper light from the side of the will to receive is Bina, who wants to resemble the upper light. This is how the upper light works on it. And therefore, in what we can be filled with, it's only the lights of Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, which are Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. So he says, the essence of Menz Naran is from the phase of Malchut, of the three Sefirot, Bina, and Zon, in each of the worlds from Abiyah. If he is awarded the Naran of Nefesh, he receives from the three phases of Malchut, of Bina, and Zon of Asiya. He is awarded Naran of Ruach, he receives from the three phases of Malchut, of Bina, and Zon of Yetzira. And if he is awarded Naran of Neshama, he receives from the three phases of Malchut, of Bina, and Zon of Bria. That is, he always receives from Malchut, of Bina and Zon, but of Asiya, or Yetzira, or Bria, or Atzilut. But it is always from the phase of Malchut, of Bina and Zon, of that specific world. And if he is awarded Naran of Chaya, he receives from the three phases of Malchut, of Bina, and Zon of Atzilut. And this is what our sages said, that man thinks only from the thoughts of his heart, that the whole body is regarded as the heart. Even though man incorporates four phases of still vegetative, animate, and speaking, which he has, however, they are all registered in the heart. Meaning, if we're talking about the will to receive, then we call it the heart. Since after the sin, the body of Adam HaRishon fell into the serpent's skin, which is the klipa, the shell of phase four, this is after the sin, called the dust of this world. Hence, when he thinks, all his thoughts are of his heart, meaning his goof, his body, from the face of the serpent's skin. Meaning after the sin, we think only about the will to receive. We have no possibility to think in any other way. This is the state in which we exist to begin with. And from it, we can only, as we read here, we can rise to the degrees of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilut.
וכשהוא מתגבר
when he grows stronger, overcomes through his engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, meaning when he connects with others and he studies, which is the only remedy, if he aims to bestow contentment upon his Maker, and this is also necessary to mention it, what are we doing these corrections for? Then the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning all of his deeds that he does, refine his body. That means that they make his body less and less egoistic and more with the intention to bestow. That is, gradually he replaces his intentions from in order to receive to in order to bestow. This means that the serpent's skin departs from him. Then the previous operator of the Torah and Mitzvot, called the shell of Noga, considered the inner body, which was half good and half bad, has now become all good. This means that now he has achieved equivalence of form. Then he is rewarded, Naran of Kedusha, holiness, according to his actions. Meaning when he performs this action, which is called Torah and Mitzvot, when he studies and he does everything that he needs to do in the group, and in such a way he wants to advance and to discover the true world in which he exists, when he feels that darkness is pressuring him and it's truly pressing him to come out of the darkness into light, to understand life, the essence of life, the eternity of nature, etc. Then he does what's necessary and this is what he says here. When he overcomes through his engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, which is the only remedy, previous paragraph, if he aims to bestow contentment upon his Maker, if he does aim to bestow contentment upon his Maker, then the Torah and Mitzvot refine his body, his will to receive. This means that the serpent's skin, this is what his will to receive was called, departs from him. Then the previous operator of the Torah and Mitzvot, called Klipat Noga, the shell of Noga, considered the inner body, which was half good and half bad, has now become all good. It means that now he has achieved equivalence of form. And then he's rewarded the Naran of Kedusha, according to his actions. That is, in the beginning, he attains Naran of Nefesh from the world of Asiya. Later, when he, once he has sorted all the phases that belong to the world of Asiya, then he is rewarded with Naran of Ruach of the world of Yetzira. And so on, until he achieves Naran of Chaya of Atzilut. Thus, a different structure is made within his heart each time. As he works on himself and he attains more and more thoughts and intentions that are in order to bestow through the friends to the Creator, where there was previously the inner body from the shell of Noga, which was half good and half bad, this body has now turned into all good through the refinement.
Nimtza. Bizman shaya lo guf mipkinat ora nachash.
Therefore, when he had a body from the serpent's skin entirely in order to receive, he had to think and calculate his thoughts only from within the thoughts in his heart, only for himself. This means that all his thoughts were only about how to satisfy the desires, meaning only for himself, to which the klipa, the shell of Noga, compels him. To which the klipa, the shell, compels him. He had no way to think thoughts and aim intentions, but only whatever settled in his heart, meaning only for himself, not for the friends, not for the Creator. And his heart was then in the form of the serpent's skin. His heart was then as in the form of the serpent's skin, which is the worst possible shell, klipa. Also, when he is rewarded through his engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, meaning all of the deeds in order to bestow, and in through the scrutinies and drawing the reforming light, even if it is Lolishma, not for her sake. However, when he asks and demands of the Creator to help him by his engagement in Torah and Mitzvot in the form of all that your hand and strength can do, do it, and he awaits mercy from above, that the Creator will help him achieve Lishma for her sake by this, so that all his thoughts will be in order to bestow, not for himself, but rather from himself to others, where others eventually means the Creator. Where all the reward he's asking for his work from the Creator is to be rewarded with working in order to bestow contentment to his Maker. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. This is how it happens. Then in that state, the body of the serpent's skin is refined. Gradually it disappears from him, goes away from him, this intention solely to receive for himself, meaning that that body is separated from him and he is awarded a completely different structure, the structure of Nefesh of Asiya. Meaning already from the first degree of Kedusha, the smallest one, but nevertheless it is of Kedusha, holiness. He also keeps on adding until he achieves the structure from Nefesh of Ruach of Bina and Zeran Pin and Malchut of Atzilut. Upon all of the degrees until he reaches Bina and Zeran Pin and Malchut of Atzilut, which is now the highest degree in our corrections. But even then, even when he attains this great degree of Bina and Zon of Atzilut, he has no option to think other thoughts, but only according to what the structure of Kedusha, holiness, compels him. That is, a person always thinks, understands, and does only out of whatever fills him. Meaning, our free choice is not in what we will think, what we will do, but rather on which degree we want to be. Once we are in a certain degree, that degree determines everything inside of me. I cannot think and do and imagine anything besides the state that I am in. Whatever fills me is what I am. So he writes, even then he has no option, no possibility to think other thoughts, but only according to what the structure of Kedusha, holiness, compels him. This means that he has no room to think thoughts against his own structure, but he must think and act only with the intention to bring contentment to his Maker, as this structure of Kedusha necessitates, compels him. Before that, as much as he was talking about it, he wasn't able to think or do anything, but rather a person always does whatever fills him. This is how it is. We are such machines, but we are able to advance ourselves from the current state, the current machine, to a higher machine that is filled with a higher light.
And always then, where we are, this will dictate and determine our head, our heart, our entire attitude towards reality. We won't feel anything except for where we are. What we are, what fills us. It turns out that a person cannot correct his thoughts, but only his heart has to be corrected and aimed. So his heart will be aimed directly towards the Creator, because from the Creator, the upper light comes and corrects man's heart. And then all his thoughts will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. And when he corrects his heart to be a heart and a desire of holiness, this heart will then be a vessel in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart will grow stronger, and it will add and supplement continuously. More light in the heart, more good intentions, more light in the heart, more good intentions, until the Creator fills all of his heart. To the extent a person expands his heart by connecting it with the hearts of the friends. And now we can interpret our sages' words, "Great is the learning that yields action." It means that through the light of the Torah, the general light that exists around us, called the light of Torah, he is led by the light of Torah, he is led into action, he is brought into action. As the light in it reforms him, that light that enters us makes us resemble the Creator more and more, called good. This is why this light is called the reforming light. And this is called an act, meaning we do everything in order to let the upper light influence us and correct us, make us more and more bestowers, closer to the Creator. This means that the light of the Torah builds a new structure in his heart. Thus, the previous body, which came to him from the serpent's skin, has been separated from him, and he's been awarded with a holy body. The inner body, called Klipat Noga, the shell of Noga, which was half good and half bad, has become all good. And now, the Naran dwells in it, meaning the inner light that fills the soul. Which he attains through his actions as he adds and supplements more and more and more. And before he's awarded this new structure, meaning to have a bigger vessel made of everything and filled accordingly with the upper light more and more, although he tries to refine his heart, the heart is still unchanged, meaning what he attains is what he has. In that state, it is considered that he is in the form of doers of his word, meaning what he did, that's what he received, according to equivalence of form between the will to receive and the upper light. Accordingly, the light fills him, and this is who he is. Yet we must know that the beginning of the work is specifically in the form of doers of his word, meaning to do. However, this is not wholeness, since he cannot refine, cleanse his thoughts in that state, since he cannot be saved from thoughts of transgression. No, we don't regret, we don't lament the fact that we are wicked, we cannot stand, we are helpless. No problem. This is all natural for our degree, since he cannot be saved from thoughts of transgression. We always have more and more and more thoughts that are not aimed at the goal, since his heart is from the body of the serpent's skin, the body of the shell, and one thinks only from the thoughts of his heart. It's not our fault that we are who we are. It is our fault that we're not yearning enough to be greater. and only the light in it forms him. At this time, the separating body departs from him, the one that separates between him and the Creator, and to the extent it separates between him, to the extent it separates between him and the friend. And then that separating body departs from him, and the inner body, which is the shell of Noga, which was half bad, becomes all good. In that state, the Torah brings him into action through the making of a new structure. And this is called an act.
The article actually speaks about each one of us. And the question is, how will we attain what it says here in our mind, in our heart, in our feeling? How do we know that we are coming closer to it, that we are inside of it?
Inside the desire, with the desire alone. The intellect, something else, to know what you're looking for. Those are all helpers. They only assist the desires. Other than the desire, we have nothing else. Have you heard of the will to receive? The will to receive. We need that will to receive to twist and turn so it would want to do anything, everything that's good for the Creator. How do I know? Do everything that's good for the ten. And then through that, you'll understand how you can aim it at the Creator. Even if for now, for the time being, you're not thinking of him, it's distant from you, he disappears there. But whatever's good for the friends, it's certain that if you're aiming at them, even to a small extent, you are also doing it in the direction of the Creator. As it's certain that behind all the friends stand the Creator.
That's the thing, Rav. The heart is very crude. It doesn't want to do it.
You're telling me?
Force it.
You can't force it. The heart is out of your hands. All the hearts, the Creator demands all the hearts. No, the heart is in the hands of the Creator. Only the Creator can do it. So, consequently, we need to try as much as possible to bring the hearts closer. And as we discover that we cannot do it, we will turn to the Creator to do it. And when can we turn to the Creator? When we are despaired of all our efforts. That's it. The wisdom itself is simple, except our desire resists it.
Moscow 7.
В этой статье в четвертом абзаце снизу пишет Бааль Сулам невозможностях человека.
In the fourth paragraph from the bottom, Бааль Сулам writes that one has no option to aim his thoughts, but only to try to aim his heart so it will be straight to the Creator. How can we aim our heart straight to the Creator? If the heart belongs to the shell.
With a friend, as much as you want to connect with the friend into one heart and you turn to the Creator and you ask, the Creator cannot resist that request. It cannot. Whatever, if it seems, if he's not answering, it's because you did not reach that intensity of the request that he will answer. There's a certain threshold, a certain from which the cry has to come from. The cry doesn't have to be loud, but a bit more authentic. And it cannot come from each one of us individually, authentically. But when we connect together and we turn to the Creator, even when that cry itself is false, he hears it. He doesn't hear if it's false or not. It's clear that it's false. But because we connect it together between us on our level, we connect it together in order to ask of him for this lie, then he doesn't hear the lie. He hears that we connected. And that's why he responds. That's a very important discernment. That together it works. And as pure as the heart can be, the Creator knows about your heart. He made it, he holds it. But when you go to connect with the other above it, that's in your hands. And you are working in connection against what he did, against the shattering that he made, and that's why it influences him. That's why public's prayer in the public, request from the whole 10 or however many you have, 2, 5, to ask to turn to the Creator, that works. It works because we're.
But
we are asking each and every day, we have our prayer, so what can we add or change? What do we need to do? I don't understand. So, should we try to turn everything into a prayer? We understand, we feel it, but maybe some process needs to happen.
Start scrutinizing
a
prayer that will be accepted by the entire world kli.
We
need to open up a page where it will be written in a language that's clear to everyone. Organize such a system. Where all of us will be able to correspond, to write in all languages, women, men separately and women separately, don't mix the two. Let's do it in this way. We'll scrutinize the connection between us, the incorporation of thoughts, of desires, of intentions. We'll understand our vessel better. Until we all come to a common line, a common level. It's very important. We will surely triumph and quickly. I think it's time that we open up a new page. I don't know, it has to be a group that is taking care of it.
Think
how to do it. But a thought in that direction about the common prayer, where we scrutinize how to turn to the Creator together in order to receive from Him together and from within our desire, not from what's written in all kinds of books and articles. This is very important. And day by day we'll try to hold on to it, not let go of it, and you'll see how it's advancing us.
Noga
is a special kind of shell. We have desires to receive. They separate us from the Creator, from the desire to bestow. There's what separates us from the Creator completely, which is the will to receive. There's the will to receive that is entirely in order to receive, to such an extent that it's unable to be in anything but in order to receive. There's a desire to receive that's somehow a bit softer, because during the shattering, when the Creator created everything from above, there are degrees of shattering in this transition between us to Him, from us to Him. Therefore, this transition spans many degrees, many states. From the state where we are completely isolated from Him, and even more than that, we're in order to receive. And we approach Him slowly, slowly, through the spark in us. We come close to this wall, and we stand before the wall. But what to do next? How to cross that wall? How to go through it? Here there has to be a special action. We need to break it. This is called the opening for those who knock in repentance, that they knock and knock and knock and demand and demand until it opens up. Noga, there's a lot written about it. You can collect all sorts of material on the shell of Noga, but simply put, it's a transition between in order to receive and in order to bestow. It's half good and half bad. Three quarters good, one quarter bad, and so on and so forth. Meaning, these are the desires to receive that are mixed in both ways. They help us transition, cross over, because our correction cannot be done in one piece. It's like when you want to transfer something from one place to another, so you can't take your load all at once, but you divide it into pieces. You take it through, some of it through a river, on a boat, more and more and more, and until you do it all. And we're the same, not only in this journey, but you know, let's say when you go to school, you have first grade, second grade, third grade. In everything, every time we divide up our load, our journey, or our load into pieces, the klipa, the shell, helps us adapt ourselves to holiness. We are opposite of the Creator. But we have to be opposite the Creator. We can't be like Him all in order to bestow. Our nature of reception remains, but the intention to bestow over our nature of reception, we can acquire more and more, and then externally we become similar to the Creator. We resemble Him in this act. This act is gradual in holiness. When we enter it, this will be 125 degrees, but in the first degree, or in general, in the first degrees in the worlds of Bia, Yetzirah, Asiya, which are below the barrier, below the Parsa, we remain in the klipot, and there are also klipot that correspond to the world of Atzilut. And it's all for us to take the broken vessels from them and pass them from one place to another. The place of the klipa, of the shell below the parsa, to the place of holiness above the parsa. And this is our work until we pass over all the vessels from in order to receive below the parsa to in order to bestow, which is above the parsa. And in this way we are incorporated in sanctity. Let's try. truly worlds. Why? Anything that you haven't corrected and it stands right behind the holy patsuf and is waiting correction is called a klipa, a shell. Very simple. What is a shell? Something you have not corrected yet. A will to receive in order to receive for the time being. By the end of correction, that's when we correct all the shells and all of them will enter.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а мы можем сделать такое действие? Например, мы можем взять выясненную молитву, одной из дежурных десяток,
например, we can perform such an action, let's say, to take some prayer, which is scrutinized already, let's say, by the 10 of Moscow 7, and all of us together, the entire Kli, with all of our power, raise a single man over that.
Good idea.
Terrific idea.
But
nevertheless, by scrutinizing between you in the group how you want it, that's important. Yeah, what's important is the work, is the labor and the exertion. The Creator does not consider the final outcome. We think that, why can't we just jump to the end of correction? No. The important thing is not the end of correction, but that for each and every detail, we put in the labor, the exertion, and we would love the labor and appreciate it and be connected to it and enjoy it. Just like, I forget which article it's in, Rabash writes about it, that, and maybe just, we read it also. The true craftsman, true artist enjoys the work and not the end result, that it will come out nice. But it's rather the process, when he's in that process, he enjoys the work. This is called a craftsman or an artist. So let's be artists. So that the work of the Creator, regardless of the degree, a great one or a small one, it doesn't matter, for that work to be pleasurable, that we are in the process moving towards Him. And this gives us all the fulfillment of life. And it can be in the smallest possible degree. But if I love this work, then I don't need anything more than that. I am in wholeness. Wholeness has no degrees. We think, oh, the end of the ladder, where are all the degrees? No, incorrect. I can be in a very small degree. But if I'm there with all my heart and soul, this is the world of Ein Sof for me. This is the world of Ein Sof. We simply create a gradation, divided into ladders and degrees, but the important thing is to be devoted through the group to the connection to the Creator, and not even worry about greatness, but wherever you are, if you're there in full devotion, you are in spirituality.
The occasion of Mount Sinai. So is this the thought that is hindering
us? Torah is the reforming light that works on each and every person that begins to study how to connect with the friends, with the other. This is called Torah. That's it. A candle of the mitzvah and the Torah of light. The mitzvah, the commandment, is to enter correct connection, to correct ourselves into one body, the system of the shattered system of Adam HaRishon, to become whole. And the Torah of light is the general light, is the surrounding light that surrounds us, and it helps us connect again to the corrected system of Adam HaRishon. So we will reach that.
We're talking about the point in the heart which draws us to know the Creator in each of us. That's why it's here with us. in Bnei Baruch. And therefore, we need these points in the heart. We need to emphasize them more. And to the extent in which they enter more into our egos, we need to draw them even more upwards. And that's how it is, each time to give more and more efforts to take ourselves from within our egos. By what? By the group, by the environment. I'll tell you, I come to the morning lesson, and I check how much the environment can help me uplift myself. This begins with the 15 minutes before the lesson, yes? Where I start to feel the people that are on the screens. I see them here before me. This is a reviving force. This is a reviving force. Without it, we can't do a thing. Hence, this is how we have to aim ourselves. That's it. The reforming light is within the group. You come, you are incorporated, and they help you. They help you. One more time.
Dato che possiamo correggere solo il cuore e non i pensieri.
Since we can only correct our hearts and we can't correct our thoughts, do I need to pray to the Creator and think that my true heart is the heart of the ten?
You need to feel your heart, what it wants. And what you want it to want. And then pray for that. Such that despite the fact that my heart wants this and that and that, but maybe you can, you turn to the Creator, maybe you can make it so that I'll want other things, maybe more exalted things, more higher things, more important things. Pray for that. For that which your heart is in now and in what you want it to be filled with in the next moment. That's it. That's what the Creator can do through the reforming light. He operates only on the heart. The heart is called the desire. That's it.
Verse 16 writes, a good, skillful worker is one who does not consider the reward, but enjoys his work. If, for example, a skillful tailor knows that the clothing fits its owner at every point, it gives him spiritual pleasure more than the money he receives.
Yes, because what is it considered to be in the end of correction? If I don't want anything more than bestowal, then I'm already in the end of correction. Just understand that we want an end. We want egotistically. But a person that is really advanced towards bestowal doesn't demand a thing except to just give, just to bestow, just to have that opportunity. Well, let's hope that we will get to it. But we're advancing. I'm telling you, don't disregard where you are. On the contrary, be proud.
From PT38, what is this war in the Klipa, and how do we win the Klipot? What are the signs?
The war upon the Klipa is where I understand it, feel it, identify it, and I they take assistance of it. I take use of it to reach holiness. It's like the shell around a peel around an apple. The apple's peel protects the apple so it doesn't rot. Same here. I understand that the klipa protects me, the shell protects me, and as I will grow and become ripe, I will feel that I can already open this peel and to emerge from it just like that worm that emerges from the radish. And this is how it will happen. Meaning we need to understand that the klipa is managed by the Creator. There's none else besides Him, only Him. And by the klipa, we develop. There's no choice. Just like all the times of childhood, smallness, katnut, we are nourished from the klipot until we will have the correct intentions and we can be concerned only with expanding the right intentions. So we are under the klipot still. Yes.
Maybe that's the question here asked by the UK. When the light, when the skin of the snake is separated from us by the Torah and Mitzvot, how does it happen that the klipa of Noga, being half good, half bad, how does it turn to be entirely good?
By the reforming light. Next.
From Moscow 8, does a person have a choice between good and bad after he sheds the serpent skin?
A person has a choice between good and bad if he's in a 10 and works in a 10 in order to connect them. That's for the good. And to bring close to the Creator, the 10, of course. And if he's not operating in that direction, that's for the bad. One of the two. Our scrutiny is very simple.
Next. Commercial 6.
To clean one's body, meaning to clean one's heart and thoughts of man, how does that happen? Can you give an example, maybe from this world?
To clean myself, to purify myself, is to move my thoughts one by one from concern for myself to concern for the 10 so that we will connect together and be capable of receiving the Creator in the connection between us.
Question from Petach Tikva. Who is the one who's rewarded by his deeds, the Adam or the 10?
The person inside the 10. It could be that not everyone is equal, and usually no one is equal to the other. But a person in the 10, by investing in the 10, one actually... succeeds and grows. We need to also understand that all the klipot, all the forces that we need to sort constantly, we need to constantly arrange ourselves all the time in the connections between us, to forgive one another, to connect with one another. And that's how all of us, more and more, to try to be close until we discover that we don't have any more, that only getting rid of ourselves and to be invested inside the 10, in the center of the 10, to truly lose myself there, and then we will discover in place of me, us, and in
you.
From Florida, how can we all reach the level of Nefesh of Asiya?
That's as we nullify ourselves, and we're not capable of more than that, but we annul ourselves towards the 10, and then by that, we We can come to Nefesh of Asiya. Nefesh of Asiya is not such a big problem. It's simply, Nefesh of Asiya is to just annul ourselves towards the group because there's no choice and this is the only way to enter spirituality above our world. That's clear. And let's try to do that. We are potentially capable of this, all of us, but all of us. If we want to think not of ourselves, not of the self of each and every person, but about us, but we, then for sure we will be able to do this.
Milatin 13.
Land 13, how do we know that the Creator listens to us, that He hears us?
How? I know, I heard. I think that we simply... First of all, maybe we need to mention it, remind each other of this. I don't know where we are exactly, but we need to live and to try to live constantly in a state in which I'm talking to the Creator through the friends, where the friends are like a certain device through which I talk to the Creator. And then I turn to, through the connection with the friends, it's like a communicator, an instrument that connects between me and the Creator. And that's how I appeal to Him. But not alone and not to the Creator. But with the friends together as much as I'm capable, I don't have to talk to them, but with my feeling like that, to arrange the connection that way.
From PT14, what is the correct measurement if I gave something for the connection? What are the signs that I acted and that the actions that I did?
That I don't know. These are questions I can't answer because we have no measurements in these things yet. And that's it. And we don't ask about that. We give maximally. Those questions are egotistical questions. What's the measurement? What? Everything. All the way, and even more than that.
From USA West 1, I heard Rav say that we're not allowed to imagine anything beyond what we are. Can you explain what to do to correctly depict our next state?
No, the next state needs to be the state of a greater state of connection than it is now. That's it. And the state of the Gmar Tikkun needs to be the next state. Okay? You're asking questions that I... Let's move to the next part of the lesson.
First, song.
Only what I'm asking, this article, to read it from time to time, more and more, more times, once a month, let's say, once every couple of months, until you start to feel it and enter into it, to truly enter inside of it.